This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy almost Friday, everybody. We have pink tickets coming up at 7 a.m. We have Scott Capurro joining us at 8 o'clock. We have Zach Brown tickets at 9, and at 9:15, we're doing a movie review.
That's right, everyone.
Blade Runner 2049.
With?
My friend, Legit Tommy.
That's right.
Tommy Igo's going to come in. Great. He's nervous. He's excited.
He's not nervous.
I don't know. Well, you know, he doesn't do radio all the time. Plus, Hooman is so intimidating.
Yeah.
Wow. You've been talking to him a lot this week.
I have, yes. We've been going over how we're going to do this. We want to...
A lot of prep goes into this.
Be faithful to the, you know, the trueness of the film, but not give away too much.
Well, they actually read a director's statement before the movie ran.
Yeah.
Where he was basically begging critics to not reveal the plot. Because it's a good, solid story, I thought.
Yeah.
And excellent twists.
Mm.
And so, I guess it's going to be hard for you guys to talk about it without revealing some of that.
No, we're going to not reveal anything. We really went through
You've
it a couple
it out.
Times.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So, did you do a couple practice runs?
We did.
Like you said, good morning, beautiful people of Alice Radio.
Oh, no, not verbatim.
You didn't go verbatim.
He's in there still writing, though. I noticed his half piece of paper.
I am, yeah. I'm refining my questions. I'm making them a little smoother. I do care about the most important part of the Sarah and Vinny show, so you're welcome.
Thanks. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Oh, I could have used that as one of the... That part of the sponsored thing. But right now I will tell you that you should be watching this show, radioalice.com/watch. You could see Vinny playing with his staple remover / giant Coke spoon.
That's your
this
Coke
morning.
Spoon,
it's
Sarah.
How is it mine? You're the one who's holding it. So radioalice.com/watch. Vaughn runs the cameras. We loop the show all day and it's live while we're live here in the studio. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. Let's see. I'll start with, this is horrifying. You know, whatever it turns out that the Las Vegas shooter's motives were, not that it matters at all. He's been planning this for a long time. Like, he actually booked rooms at a couple of different outdoor festivals before this one happened that he ultimately...
In different states,
in
you
different,
mean?
Well, he did one in Vegas and one in Chicago. He was... Right. He had rooms booked, according to TMZ, and they have a screenshot of the computer and the reservations that were made.
Lollapalooza. Get out of here.
He had his... They say Stephen Paddock had his sights set on Lollapalooza in Chicago, booked two rooms in a hotel that overlooked the outdoor venue. You can see the hotel.
Did not see this.
This is a view from the stage, Vinny. And you can see, so this is someone standing on the stage looking out over the massive crowd, and that high rise on the left is the Blackstone Hotel in Chicago.
Look at all these little kids.
I know.
How could you look at that group of kids just happy to be there, and look at how happy this girl is.
They just could, oh my God. Just look, it's just ecstasy on that one person's face.
It's a picture of a crowd at Lollapalooza 2017, and they are all so happy, but they're also... Nuts to butts.
They are. That's
they're crammed
and
in.
And there were like 400,000 people at Lollapalooza, wow, apparently, over the course of the show. So he, you know, this is from TMZ. And I tend to believe it only because I've seen from other sources another hotel that he booked. He had reservations. He'd had one room booked for August 1st, 2 days before the August 3rd kickoff. He then booked a second room for an August 3rd arrival. Both rooms had an August 6th checkout. That's when Lollapalooza ended. The hotel directly overlooks the main stage as well as several adjoining stages. It overlooks the main entrance and exit where thousands of people file through. The hotel is basically a bird's eye view of the crowd. He specifically requested both rooms be view rooms only facing Grant Park. He specifically wanted rooms on that side where the concert was being held. It would have been a total bot. I guess there's a river on one side of the park, and then the hotel's on the other side. So there would have been, I mean,
so did he go to the hotel? He booked it.
He did not go to the hotel.
He didn't.
They say that he booked a room at the hotel before. I mean, I don't know if he's ever been to Chicago, but he'd never booked a room here. His girlfriend hadn't either. They actually do a whole overview of where the thing was compared to the main stage here. And it basically shows that he's had this in his head for a while. This was no spur-of-the-moment thing. Motive aside, this was something the guy was planning. There's also another report. This one is out of TMZ.
Is it just another one of those? Is the right word infamy? Is he just in death? The guy just wants to be.
I don't know.
What could it? What else could it?
Variety and the Daily Beast are reporting this second story. He had rooms reserved for the Life is Beautiful concert. That happened in downtown Vegas the week of September 23rd. So a couple weeks ago.
That's when I first heard about this. That's the event I thought was happening, because I'd never even heard of the Highway 91.
He had rented a hotel room for that weekend that overlooked the site of the festival. They have really no indication why he moved on to a new hotel and new festival, citing possible explanations such as he lost his nerve or simply changed his plans. But he had booked, this one looks like one hotel room. But so he had booked rooms for Lollapalooza.
So he was working up to it.
He was working up to it.
They're getting at.
And acquiring more and more guns as the time went on. So horrifying to hear that this morning. I mean, it just,
you know, the idea that he would do this on a whim in reality doesn't make much sense. None of it makes sense, I guess. But you know what I mean? The idea that he would just go, I got nothing to do this weekend, I'll just go get a room and do that.
Right.
Makes more sense that he'd been working on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty major deal.
His girlfriend was, they say here, just finished downloading to the FBI. She came back of her own free will from the Philippines. It wasn't, you know, she came back right after she heard. And voluntarily, her lawyer saying she's cooperating in every possible way. She had no idea this was going on. She sat down, gave every bit of information she possibly could. Because they're saying, I heard some speculation this morning that they say the amount of guns and ammo and everything else, like he almost had to have had help, which was the first I'd heard of that. So they're actually hoping, whether or not she's involved, that she can tell them who he knew and give.
I don't know, though. One guy who wants to get something done and who has nothing else to do,
right,
probably could have gotten that stuff up the stairs just fine.
Yeah, that was the first thing I'd heard. I mean, right, pack your car and make 7 trips, you know. Let's hope no one else was involved. Who else could be sick enough to go, yeah, sounds like a good idea?
Well, you do hear about I've always wondered how people find a like-minded person.
Too.
I won't even suggest the things that you hear about that
but
people
do. But horrible
things
that more than one person's in on. You're like, hey, you know, how did you find that person?
And B, chat rooms is how you find them.
You guys not talking each other out of it at some point.
I mean, just even the idea that somehow pedophiles find each other. Who would ever bring that up? So, you into kids? You are.
Oh, great. I have an idea. I know. Well, there's a lot of sickness.
Anyway, so he sent her out of the country so that she'd be away and he could do his stuff without the girlfriend being in the way and asking questions.
Yeah, and she's got kind of an interesting spin on the thing. So, she's pleading ignorance as to any knowledge of this. She I guess Mary Lou Danley is her name. Her lawyer read a statement from her in which she said, among other things, "I knew Stephen Paddock as a kind, caring, quiet man. I loved him, and I hoped for a quiet future together with him. He never said anything to me or took any action that I was aware of that I understood in any way to be a warning that something terrible like this would happen." Her lawyer says that 2 weeks ago, he told her, "Listen, I found a cheap plane ticket for you, and I want you to go to the Philippines and visit your family." And she says while he was there, he wired that $100,000 to her and told her, "Buy a house for you and your family."
Yeah.
She said she worried the trip and the money was his way of breaking up with her. So it does sound like she was in the dark. And, you know, as anyone would be if they were innocent, you'd want to help in any way possible.
I just got a breaking news pop up on my iPad that says he had planned to escape, but instead left a note. Do you have that story?
No, I heard this morning that he planned to escape. I didn't hear about the note.
He left a note and killed himself instead. So there is a note.
Oh.
I don't have any more than that. That was just a quick pop-up, and I don't have time to...
They mentioned that they sort of thought that because he... there was something about the cameras that he was using, none of them recording anything.
It was like, just so he could see.
Just a view thing. I don't know how they deduced that he was going to try to escape, but... Maybe it was that. Maybe he wrote it in the note.
I saw, this is sick, and I don't know if they're doctored, but I saw photos of him with a shot to his head.
Really?
Oh, really?
You did?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Boy, everything leaks like a sieve, doesn't it?
Mm. Where's that source? Is that like a Yahoo or MSN?
It is my, what is this app? Hold on.
Newsalerts.com.
It's my pink N. It's the pink N app. I don't know. It just sends me alerts.
All right.
And it pulls in news. It's one of those
gatherers.
Yeah, it pulls in news from all over the place. But I'm reading the story. You know what? It looks like it was put out from Fox. And they're saying he planned to escape. He did not plan to be captured.
I did wonder about the two hotel room thing, like if that was part of some kind of...
Well, it gave him different angles.
Right.
Didn't they show two broken windows?
They did, but I thought that was just one big suite. So it was actually two rooms?
I don't know, Yuzi. I thought they said that he booked two.
I wonder
Chicago.
If it was two rooms that had, you know, the doors.
Adjoining doors. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
For some reason, I just thought it was one big suite.
I don't really know. Donald and Melania Trump visited the hospital room of a man who was shot in the leg on Sunday night, and he stood up for them, even though he's been shot in the leg. He said, "I will always respect my country, my president, my flag," shook Trump's hand. And then there's, I don't think I saved the image, but... they actually showed Air Force One taking off from Vegas right behind the bullet-riddled, you know, the place you could see the Mandalay Bay and the two blown-out windows. Mm-hmm. And then there's Air Force One taking off.
Looks like there was a photo that was leaked that shows a note on the bedside table.
Oh.
They're speculating it's a suicide note.
Okay.
But I don't have any proof of that right now.
Ashton Kutcher is a gun owner who wants more gun control. He tweeted, "I've had a gun since I was 12 years old, but enough is enough. I'm a hunter and a sportsman, but nobody needs these weapons. Let's pray, then let's change the law." Foster the People did a show in Charlotte, North Carolina on Monday night and decided not to play their biggest hit, Pumped Up Kicks, because it's about gun violence. They played John Lennon's Love instead. And let's just totally switch gears here and talk about fun things. Scott Disick of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians clan.
Yeah, he's not though anymore, is he?
Well, he still has kids with them, but so I guess he'll be forever linked.
Yeah,
he's a 34-year-old party boy, and the ex-boyfriend
party
of
boy.
He's a party boy.
Party boy, that does sound funny. He's 34.
Yeah, he's a party boy.
Well, they have a party boy on Jackass. That's why.
They call him party boy.
Yeah.
Is it Scott Disick?
No.
He's a jet-setting party boy. And he's the ex-boyfriend of Kourtney Kardashian, father of her three kids. And now he is the boyfriend of Lionel Richie's 19-year-old daughter, Sophia. Hello, Scott. Do you think Lionel's happy about it? No.
No.
He's not. Somebody asked him about it. So listen, the American Idol auditions are on. They're happening.
Today,
yeah,
right? They're filming today, I thought you told me.
They filmed yesterday. They filmed today, or they're going to film today. He was asked about it at the auditions, and he said, "Have I been in shock? I'm the dad. Come on. I'm scared to death. Are you kidding me?" Her past boyfriends include Justin Bieber and Jaden Smith. As far as Courtney's concerned, she thinks this little fling with Sophia, it's a little weird. But nothing shucks her anymore with her party
Where
boy.
Where he's concerned.
Scott Disick. Wasn't it Bella Thorne? Who's so hot? Remember the other day ago I was showing you the picture of a girl doing a photo shoot? Wasn't that Bella Thorne? The way she had like the, you know, the strappy nylon, the hosiery that comes up to your mid-thigh and then straps on. She was like leaning over a fireplace, shaking her butt.
Oh, yes. Who was that?
I think Bella Thorne. Was Bella Thorne.
I thought that was one of the Hadid girls.
No. There's a Bella
Whoever
Hadid.
It was.
Yes, that's correct. It was Bella Thorne. I just found it.
Oh, okay.
You found it again?
Yeah, you found it again. Well, but anyway, that chick was running around with Scott Disick for a while, and she was like, he's too much for me. I cannot
that's
keep
it
up.
That's it right there. You know, this is one of those things where you're such a good friend to me, and I love you so much, but really,
thank you, Vinny.
Right
I'm
there
glad
before
you noticed.
The show starts, you go, look at this, look at this. You're not going to believe this. And this girl's butt is, and she's wiggling it, and... It's like you
oh, that
don't
was
know.
Not a good, that wasn't a good
well, I mean,
friend thing? I thought that was a good friend thing.
Slightly distracting. I mean, I definitely went, look at her. Look at Bryn.
Yeah.
Look what you just did to Bryn.
Sorry. Not sorry. I thought you liked that. I won't do it
I
anymore.
I love it.
I won't do it anymore.
But
I won't show
that
it.
In
I'm
particular.
I'm always showing every picture of every Sarah, dumb model on the beach with sand on her butt.
It's
I'm
one thing
like,
to see a picture, but look at her. Look at what she just did. She did that wiggle.
I know. That's a
wiggle,
good looking wiggle.
Wiggle.
She turns it to the side and gives it a little shake.
Come on.
If people want to look at that and get distracted on their own, they just look up Bella Thorne photo shoot. What are those things called, those stockings?
They're thigh highs.
Thigh highs?
Yeah.
With like the garter belts and everything.
Yeah,
I was going to say butt cheeks. Those are what they're called. But.
The American
Jesus
Idol judges
Christ.
Did Good Morning America yesterday.
Turn it off, Bryn, you're killing me.
What?
So the American Idol judges did Good Morning America yesterday.
Oh,
and,
they did?
Yes, and according to reports, Ryan Seacrest was supposed to be there, which would totally make sense. It's on ABC, Idol's on ABC, Live with Kelly and Ryan's on ABC. So great cross promotion. But Ryan Seacrest didn't show up, and so everyone started freaking out and saying, it's Kelly Ripa. She lost Michael Strahan to Good Morning America. She hates them.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't want Ryan doing that show. She flipped out. She doesn't want them poaching anyone else off of her show. She doesn't want history repeating itself. Meanwhile, everyone's saying, that's ridiculous. It's silly. He had a conflict. He does have 14 full-time jobs, so he didn't have time to do it. It was a scheduling conflict, but... just fun to think that Kelly Ripa is losing her in the dressing room with little curlers in her hair and tiny little body.
No, absolutely not.
What's this?
Is that an audition?
That's Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, it is?
I was going to say, no, they're
singing.
The answer's no.
Agreed.
You're not going to Hollywood, kid.
Yeah, you are not going to Hollywood.
Well, a guy's wife yells at him. This story's out of Northern California.
Okay.
Oh.
Guy's wife yells at him for playing the lottery too much. And what do you think happens?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I love this story.
What do you think happens?
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Pink Tickets.
Yay.
Coming up at 7, we got a little concert announcement to make for you. Pink, if you want the tickets, you gotta win them. And this is brought to you by Chili's. Chili's has news even bigger than their new ribs. They're focused on one thing, burgers, ribs, and fajitas. And the whole, that seems like three things.
Yeah, what just happened?
Hold on, let me read. Chili's has news even bigger than their new ribs. They're focused on one thing. Burgers, ribs, and fajitas.
And maybe it's just a funny.
And that must be hilarious, right? And the whole menu is better. Come in and see why Chili's is back, baby!
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For October, check out Old Oakland.
Old Oakland.
Here's what's happening. Tonight is Thursday night football. Sarah and John's New England Patriots will be in Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers.
Yeah, someone's already smack-talking me on here. 510. My Bucks play the Pats tonight. Let's go Tampa. Screw the Pats. I'm not going to yell back because that seems like super petty.
So you don't watch it at all because
I'll watch it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, John, I mean,
because he records it.
He records it, lets it build up so he can fast forward commercials. But yeah, we'll probably sit down at 6:30 and I'll watch, you know, however much I get through.
All right.
I got about 7:30. He's all excited. It's so funny. It was one of the first things he mentioned to me yesterday after you had said, oh, it's going to be a good night at your house tomorrow. I'm like, what are you talking about?
If you do record a game, which we do because we have Xfinity and we have DVRs, if you record a game, it's crazy how many commercial breaks there are. You don't notice it over the course of a game because you're just jumping from action to action. But when you can just zip through it, you can't believe how much shorter the game is.
It really is only an hour.
Wow.
Right. It's so funny because I remember being a kid going, it's an hour, you know, it's four 15-minute quarters. And yet it's a minimum of 3 hours.
Right.
And then sometimes the last quarter is over an hour, like the way they do the clock management.
Well, break away again. Well, break away again.
Yeah.
Break away again.
Yeah.
Oh, time out.
Yeah.
Oh. I know.
It's weird.
Well, there it is, everyone. Sarah's Pats play tonight. Many of you may or may not know, but Big Sur is one of the jewels of California. Mm. It is beautiful.
And these days, you can't even get there.
Right, they have problems.
Well, it's supposed to open up October 21st.
Oh, that's good. The story.
Oh, sorry.
Way to go, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman. Oh,
Sarah.
Spoiler alert. You just can't help it.
I know.
A Big Sur area bridge that was closed when landslides blocked access to our wonderful Big Sur area is scheduled to reopen next week, they're saying. It'll open on Friday the 13th.
Oh.
They're not tripping. They're not scared. What they really want is the damn bridge open. So they just, as soon as humanly possible.
Let's get a weekend of traffic in here.
So that's good news for those people. They've been cut off.
They have
their share of disasters, fires, whatever, landslides. It's like, yikes, man. Poor campgrounds. How are they supposed to stay in business? And it's the best place to camp.
And isn't that, what's the name of the place you guys?
Post Ranch.
The Post Ranch.
Post Ranch. My
goodness.
I heard
they're helicoptering people in a lot because people, you know, there must be a road somewhere, but what is it, like
there
3 hours longer?
It takes 5 hours from here, which would normally take three.
Uh-huh.
You get to drive through an army military base.
Right.
But
that's fun.
It's really, a lot of it's off-road, and there's just no rails.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
It's pretty dangerous. Susan, the yoga teacher, she had to teach a...
Shame.
She had to teach a retreat at the Esalen Resort, and she said it took her 5.5 hours.
Oh, careful.
Everything okay? Worried about you.
It's just a little bell.
You should use your spoon. Your Coke spoon.
Use your Coke spoon.
I don't do Coke, everyone. I'm drug and alcohol free.
Well, that's why you
should
keep
that.
This is Sarah's Coke spoon. Coke spoon.
My Coke spoon.
Whatever.
Coke
spoon. Spoon.
Damn it. Where was I? I'm trying to do news. What's happened here? Go Big Sur. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah. That's great. So Friday the 13th, it's opening back up.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Good news.
So this story, a guy named Hermenegildo Beltran Mesa from Placerville in Northern California got into an argument with his wife recently. She was hacking on him.
Like coughing?
No, hacking on him, nagging him,
okay,
busting his eggs. She was mad because he's spending so much money on scratch-off lottery tickets.
Yeah, what are you doing? What a waste of money that is.
But like any good gambling addict, he kept at it.
No.
He's not a quitter.
He would persevere. So there he is, hiding in the bathroom, scratching tickets.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He was hiding in the bathroom to scratch something? That's hilarious. I love this story.
And that's when one of his tickets hit, and he won $1 million. So he says he got the courage to walk out of the bathroom and tell his wife, in your face.
He in your faced her?
No. I just imagine that's what you got to do, right? I mean, someone's nagging you.
No.
Stop playing this lottery tickets.
You go out there and
you
say, listen,
in your own home, hiding in the bathroom, scratching quietly, trying not to make the scratching sound. Maybe even like keep flushing the toilet. Flush. Flush. Turn the sink on. And there he is. He hits for $1 million. No word on how she reacted.
I'll bet she was happy.
But they did say they're going to be putting the money toward their retirement.
Oh, well, that's where it should
go. So he didn't march right out of the house and never look back.
Yeah.
And
well,
never stop walking.
Love her. You know, listen, he wound up lightning struck, but in the end, really, you know, that it's not a good bet.
You don't think, though, that the story would be a little better if he marched out of the house and never stopped marching? Just, he's still marching as we speak. He's marching away.
It would be a bad story because, in the end, he is married to her and she gets half. That is happening.
She can't find him. He's still marching. He's just marching away. He never looked back. All right. Next story.
It's best that he's cheaper to keep her.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Maybe she cheered up after that.
Oh, she got off him?
Maybe.
How about a fast fact?
I would love a fast fact.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And Friends.
No.
Had roughly the same budget at $10 million per episode.
Oh, because they had to pay all the damn actors.
Yeah.
Were they getting a million bucks?
Yeah. Were they the first ones like ever in a sitcom to get $1 million a piece?
Friends cost that much because of the cast salaries.
Yeah. They say for the final season, I was reading a thing about Game of Thrones, it's going to be $15 million an episode, and they say it's so freaking epic. Like every single, they say episode 9, is that, they did 10 episodes a season,
so,
right?
Yeah.
They said episode 9 would always be like the epic one, like the big battle and the big, you know, whatever would always happen. The guy was saying, every episode of the last 6 is an episode 9.
The visual that from last season, the visual I remember over all of them is the dragon just torching everything down below him. I don't know if that was, what is that? That's just computer graphics, right?
It is.
But just the
right, burning up the wagon train.
Yeah. That's the one.
So good. You should watch those behind the scenes things. They have extras. They showed how they shot that whole thing and how they blew things up in sequence on the ground and then how they added the
dragon. It takes
dragon.
Way too long. Just tell
it
me.
I'm telling you, you have to watch it. I can't explain it to you. It's all computer generated. It's incredible. The insights that you get.
Well, what are they going to tell me? So some guy named Tom.
You get to
Tom
see it all pieced together. You get to see them shooting it. You get
F4.
To interviews with the cast and the crew.
Control Alt Delete.
No, for
and
God's
then
sake. They know where the hack button
you
is.
You hit
Vinny.
F a bunch of times. F, 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 F,
F. F for fire.
Here's how I make the fire. F, 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 F. is that it?
Yes, Vinny. You don't have to watch it. You already know.
I'm reading this article right now. It says the next season is hugely delayed.
Yeah. Oh.
Because they're just using one unit. Everybody is in the same spot. They're not 3 units, 4 units, you know, Ireland, Curly. Everyone's together. It's just, you know, one director, you know, one line producer. Everybody is there, so they can't do multiple things.
Because they were able to shoot different chunks of it at the same damn time.
The same damn time.
Oh, now I get it. Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Was called Organ Center.
Oregon?
Organ.
Oh, organ. Oh. As in organs from the church.
Right. As in like your guts and stuff?
Yeah.
And kidneys?
The Organ Center.
The Organ Center.
Your heart?
When it was founded in 1959. And it sold small appliances and home organs.
Oh.
Did you have an organ at your house?
We did.
You did?
Well, my grandma, my dad's mom, they had an organ.
Yeah, we
and my Aunt Michelle would play that damn thing, and she'd be like, let me get the drum thing going. And it'd just be, and he'd be like, this sounds horrible. Why would you even want to be good at this?
Some of those organs were, like, we just had a little organ at our house, but my grandma had the giant, my grandma used to play at the church.
And she did?
Yeah, she was like the organist for the church.
The mean grandma?
The mean grandma, Nana.
She did?
Yeah. Oh, she was quite the Christian.
Could she do the pedals and stuff?
She did the bass pedals on the bottom, and then there was all the different, you remember all the little switches on there?
Yeah, she could do that?
Oh, yeah, she was crazy great.
Man.
She was all, sound just like that, except it was like, had like the little click track thingy.
Yeah,
and the drum.
That's what I'm saying.
You could do the bossa nova.
Yeah, Michelle could do that.
It was the funnest thing to play around on.
Every once in a while, I'll go to this black church in Hunters Point, and, you know, the preacher, you know, as he's talking, will be like, you know, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you all for being here, and the organ will be like, bum, 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 and he'll say something like, you know, and I said, Jesus, answer my prayer, and the organ will be boom, 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 you know, and he'll be going back and forth with this organ the entire, like, 1 hour sermon.
Well, it's call and response, right?
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
Call and response, that's pretty standard.
Yeah,
I was there for New Year's Eve.
You know who can
do
that very well is Michael Franti's pianist, organist.
Oh, he
that dude is dope, man. I went to State University and he played for the gospel choir.
Oh, you told us that.
Yeah.
Wasn't he your piano teacher at one point?
No, he was the piano player for our gospel choir.
Oh.
So it was just interesting because a guy just showed up and like, what are we playing today? And learned it on the fly. Oh, that? Okay. Oh, how does it go again? All right. And then, you know, 2 minutes later, he's playing the whole thing. Incredible.
Incredible. God, people with the musical talent.
Yep.
Sickening.
You're sick, Sarah.
It's not me.
Your whole family is sick.
It isn't me. I have no mastery of any instrument.
How about the
voice?
But
you know how to do stuff.
You can master that voice.
No. Thanks for saying that. But
yeah.
That's why I'm a DJ, not a rock star.
Well, you gave it a good shot, though.
I did. I tried.
Geneva was on its way.
Sure. Geneva.
And then the Coke undid you.
It did. You are not kidding.
You should see her Coke spoon, everyone.
Will you stop it? Just stop doing that. That's awful.
Take it away from me.
It's a staple remover, and he's just been... And it's been in here for 15 years, and today's the day he picks it up and calls it my kook's bone.
Make it go away.
I need that.
Keeps coming
for the POs.
Put it away.
Yeah, don't throw it away.
Put it over here where you can't see it. Yeah, Brittany uses that thing all the time.
You do?
That's how I knew what it was.
I was going to shovel the coke.
Into Sarah's nostrils.
Yeah, you guys are a-holes.
Hey, you're the cokehead.
Not anymore! Only when I was a rock star! Oh my God! What is happening?
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Hilarious. Drug jokes.
Don't do it, kids.
Yeah. Oh, please don't. Honestly, your life does fall apart.
I'm watching this new show. Well, I guess it's been on a few seasons. It's called Mom. Allison Janney and Anna Faris. And really, they're totally dysfunctional. They're addicts.
Both of them?
They're recovering alcoholics, but also I think Anna did drugs as well. But the whole show is focusing on their AA, NA meetings. It's, Vinny, it's quite funny.
Oh.
Oh, you like it?
Yes.
So that's so, it seems like such a down topic. Like in the pitch meeting, it's they're both recovering addicts. And we're going to go to a lot of their AA and NA meetings.
They show their sponsors, and it's very funny.
You know, to be honest with you, those stories are unbelievable, some of the stories that you hear in meetings. I definitely, if you are suffering, you should go to AA. It's helpful. But also, you can't break someone's anonymity and tell their story. Or even my own stories some of them are so gnarly, you can't really sit and laugh at them because... It would seem like you're
real.
Promoting it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's tons of stuff that comes out of there where you just go, I can't believe.
Well, you can't believe because it's like the things that you think are like, all right, I could do that when you're using. You know, it's just,
Yeah.
It's surprising.
Right. I think we'll break on that.
What's coming up? Right. The new nominees, the new crop of nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I got those, and you can pick your top six.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.